How you doing, Nate? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Nun Tes. Well, kind of Masechet Bava Metzia. Friends, your friends. The reason why I say kind of is because we actually have a bunch of stuff to do on Daf Nun Ches. But Chaver, let me tell you, today's Daf is awesome. It's just awesome in general, but then there's like a cherry on top. The last chunk of today's daf is the world famous story of the Tanur Shel Achnai with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua and whatever, Rabbi Gamliel, everybody. It's Givaldig, awesome, world famous story, which we are going to learn together. First time actually like learning it inside, super excited about it. So let us do that. But first, one second. Okay, here we go. Where are we? Givaldik. So we're going to start at the Mishnah and Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Okay, it says the Mishnah. This is not a difficult Daf. One second, I'm taking off my watch. All right. Kshem she'uno be'mekach u'mimkor. So just like there's a concept of ono when it comes to business transactions, right, buying and selling. Kach ono bidvarim. There's also being inappropriate when it comes to speech and how you relate to people. Lo yomer lo b'chama chefetz ze v'eino rotze likach. You shouldn't say to somebody, to a store owner, oh, how much does this cost? And you actually have no intention of buying it. If he was a Baal Tshuva, a fellow who did Tshuva, don't say to him, oh, remember what you used to do before you did Tshuva. Don't do that. If he's a child of proselytes, don't say, imagine what your ancestors did. The ones who were not proselytes, the ones who were the pre-proselyte types. Shenemar v'ger lo sona v'lo sechatzenu. That a proselyte, you shall not, I don't know, how do you translate tone? Abuse? But it's the same, it's from the same concept of ono. V'lo sechatzenu, and don't pressure him like money, I guess, pressure him in too forcefully pressurized ways. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, the Rabbi said, "Lo sonu ish es amito," that when the pasuk says that a fellow should not tonu his friend, bonos devarim because medaber, we're talking about verbal ono. Atomer bonos devarim we noel bonos mamon. Wait, how do you know it's verbal mamon? Maybe it means like overcharging and undercharging, that whole thing. By the way, Chaver, as I said, this daf is going to be the real test to see if my brain is just permanent mush. Or it just is sensitive, it's mush sensitive because of the highly intense gemaras we've been doing for like 6 months now already. So maybe it's just become very sensitive, a very, very sensitive brain. But here, this daf is not hard at all. It's extremely enjoyable. So let's see, if my brain is mush by the end of this daf, then we're in trouble. So far, so good. Bonaz Devarim, oh, eno ela bonaz. Moment, right? So how do you know that it's talking about onas devarim, verbal ono? Maybe it's talking about the ono that we know and love. You know, a sixth, a third, a 12th, a 24th. Oh, my brain is turning mushy. One second, I don't want that. Kshu Omer, when he says, v'chisimku mimkar la misecho, konum yara misecho, when it talks about v'chisimku mimkar la misecho, konum yara misecho, and it says, what does it say? Lo sonu isha sochiv. Well, then obviously, obviously that's talking about the financial kind of, the transaction kind of ono'o. Homani makayim lo sonu ish es amito. So what's this other pasuk of lo sonu ish es amito? But ono'as devarim, that it's talking about verbal ona'a. Okay, tzad. What's verbal ona'a? Am I about tshuva? Al yomar lo. If he's a bal tshuva, don't say to him, zuchor ma'isecha arishonim. Remember what you used to do before you did tshuva. Am I ben gerim? If he's the son of proselytes, al yomar lo. Don't say to him, zuchor ma'ise avosecha. Remember the actions of your pre-proselytic ancestry. Am I a ger v'lo moter? If you have a proselyte who wants to study the Holy Torah, al yomar lo, do not say to him, Pesha ochon nevelis utrefis skotsim urmosim balumo teri shenemu piagvura. Seriously? A mouth that ate nevela and trefa and bugs and worms and who knows what is now going to study Torah that was from the mouth of the Eibishter? Come on. You crazy? Ema yusurin bo'an olav, if a person... afflictions were coming upon him. Im ayu chaloyim b'ayin olav, or if sickness, disease was coming upon him. Oshayim mekaber es bonov, or he was bearing his children. Al yomar lo, do not say to him, keder sh'amru lo chavir of le'iov, like what Eov's friends told him. Halo yirosro kislosecho, tekvosu v'som drachecho, zechor no mihu no ki ovad. I don't really know how to translate that, but the I know how to translate, I think, maybe the last part, which is, has there ever been somebody who was innocent that got punished like this? No, clearly there's something wrong with you. There's a kink in your soul. Don't, that's not a nice thing to say to somebody who's going through a rough patch. Im ayu chamorim mevakshin tvue mimenu, if a donkey driver comes and he says, hey, you know where I can get some tvue? Some grain. Lo yomar loyim, don't say, L'chu etzal ploni shu moicher tvua. Ah, why don't you go to so-and-so, he sells grain. V'yodei abo shalom ocher me'ilim. And you know that this person has never actually sold grain before. I'm not sure what the onoi is. I imagine the onoi is that you're being a shtunk towards this guy. You're telling him to run in circles. Yeah, go buy grain by this person. You know he's not a grain monger. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the onoi is that you're yanking this quote-unquote grainmonger's chain, that now this guy's going to come asking for grain and he doesn't have grain. I don't know. You're definitely being a shmendrik, that's for sure. Tana Rabbanan, one second. There's something in my tooth that's driving me nuts. I don't know. Wait, did I get it? Wait, maybe I got it. All right. Wait, one second. Whatever. Rebuta, my sister Rebuta, and a person should not, be looking at something that's for sale at a time when he doesn't actually have money to buy with it. Now, when it comes to all of these things, right? Something like, saying go buy tvua by so and so, and you know that he doesn't actually sell tvua, or. Like window shopping at some place where you don't actually paint the blind. That these are things that are given over to your heart. Only you know that you don't have good intentions here. And anything that is sort of up to your intention, it says v'yareisa me'elokecha, you must fear your God. Amar b'yochlin says b'yochlin m'shim ben yechai godol onas devarim me'noas mamun. Verbal onah is more significantly bad than financial monetary ono'o. Sheze ne'emar bo v'yareisa me'elokecha, v'ze lo ne'emar bo v'yareisa me'elokecha. It says v'yareisa me'elokecha by ono'as dvarim, and it doesn't say v'yareisa me'elokecha by ono'as mamon. V'abalazo omer says, v'abalazo ze begufo, v'ze mamonu. When you have ono'as dvarim, so you actually affect the person himself, as opposed to ono'as mamon, it's just his money. V'abishmo banachmani omer, that onoas mamon, you can always get it back, right? You can always return the difference. But onoas devarim, how are you going to take it back? The damage has been done. Tani Tana Kamidu of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, a teacher of Bryce, is taught for Nachman Bar Yitzchak, called Amalbim Pnei Chaveru Berabim, somebody who embarrasses the face of his friend in public, Ki'ilu. Shofech dom, it's like he's a murderer. He's a shofech dom. Om leshapir ka'amait, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to the fellow, "You're saying good, dechazin alei, because you could see the ozil sum kavasi chivra that that the red is drained out of his face and it becomes all white. So he's like, you know, all of his blood is drained out of him when he gets embarrassed. Amar le Abaye, the Rav Dimi, says Abaye to Rav Dimi, b'may rova, b'may zehire, what are they careful about? What are they cautious about in Eretz Yisrael, where I live? Amar le ba'achvure, ape, that they are very careful not to embarrass anybody. Because Rav Chanina said, Akol yordin l'gehenim, everyone goes to hell. Chutz mishlosh, except for three. Akol, sakadatich, what, everyone goes to hell? Ela'ema kol ha'yordin l'gehenim olim. No, all the people who go to hell return from hell. Chutz mishlosh she'yordin ve'ein olim. Except for three that go to hell and don't come back. Ve'eluen, and these are them. Habal eishas ish. Somebody who has beer with an ashes ish, and somebody who embarrasses the face of his friend in public, or somebody who has a negative nickname for his fellow. But isn't a negative nickname, an embarrassing nickname, basically embarrassment? You know what? It's talking about even if whatever he's used to it, you've been calling him meatball his whole life, and he's used to it already, but... holy shnikes, what is that? Is that a mouse trap? I hope there's no mouse in there. That'll be so gross. Whatever, I'd have to get somebody else to take it out. I dealt with a huge spider the other night. It's like a tarantula. It was, oh, dang. It was, yeah, not fun. Maybe somebody else could deal with the mouse, but I don't think there's actually a mouse there. I think it's just a old trap. Anyways, where are we? Okay, where are we? Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Noyach loy la'odom sheyovei al sofek eishes ish. It would be better for a person to have beer with a sofek eishes ish v'al yalbin p'nei chaver b'rabim. That would even be better, and obviously that's not a good thing to do. We just said it's one of the people who doesn't come out of hell. But even that would be better than embarrassing somebody in public. Menolan had a notice, me the Darish Rava, from now which Rava Darshan, the Darish Rava Maidich said, what is the Pasuk mean of Vitzali, that King David says that when I limp, Somchu v'ne Esofu, Karuv lo domu, that my enemies were like happy and rejoicing and being all shmendriki and shtunki. Omar David says, David Fenecho Neshbachu, Reboina Shaloylam, Master of the world, God ve'adu l'fenecho, it is revealed and known before you, Sheim Oyu Makarim B'sori, that if you would gash my flesh, there would be no blood left because I've been so embarrassed. All the blood has been drained from me. Not only that, my detractors, even if they're in complicated sugyos like negoyim and oyholos, omrim li, they still nonetheless pick themselves up from being engrossed in these sugyas, and they say to make time to say, you know what, David, habal eish asish, misasu b'meh. They look at each other and they say, hey, David, somebody who sleeps with an eish asish, what's his punishment? And then they all look at each other and they say, ha 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 ha, and they laugh and make jokes. Vani omer loim, and David HaMelech says, and I respond to them, misasu b'chenek. You know what, habal eish asish, the punishment is chenek. Strangulation. But you know what? V'yeshto chelek l'olam haba. But at least he has a chelek ba'olam haba. Which is interesting, because we just said that Baal Eish Asish doesn't have a chelek in olam haba. Maybe it's a suffix Eish Asish. I don't know. That's talking interesting kasha. How could he have a chelek in olam haba if we just said taka, he goes to Gehenim and doesn't come out? Interesting. Maybe the Afrika is like a suffix or whatever? Interesting. Anyways, but somebody who embarrasses the face of his friend in public, like you are attempting to do to me, has no portion in the world to come. It would be preferable for a fellow to throw himself into a fiery furnace rather than to embarrass the face of his friend in public. Minolan hanulis mitomer from Tomer. Tichziv, he mutzes vishalcha, right? Vishalcha el chamiya. That they were taking out Tomer to burn her at the stake, And she didn't say, hey, I became pregnant from Judah. Rather, she just said, look, whoever is the owner of these items, it is from him that I became pregnant. And she kind of left it up to Judah to decide if he wanted to admit it, but she wasn't going to embarrass him. Instead, she was going to be burnt at the stake. Chinana. Really? What's this? Chanina? Alright. Amar Chanina Breder of Idi. My dechsib velo sonu isha samito. What does it mean, don't tonu a fellow to his friend? Im am she itcho beteiru of mitzvahs al toneu. That don't speak not nicely to other yidden. Amar Rav says, Rav lo olam ye olam zori bo nas ishto. A fellow needs to be very careful not to insult his wife. Shemitoch shem dim osu metzuya, because her tears are frequent, because she cries easily. On asa krova, well, that means that she's very sensitive, and that you know, you have to be that there's a real risk of onaa over there. Amar blazer is a blazer miom shenechrov beis hamikdash, from the time that the holy temple was destroyed. Nin alu shari tefillah, the gates of prayer have been locked. Shenem, as the puzzle says, Gam kezak v'ashaveh asosam tefilasi. Sosam tefilasi, right? Yeah. That even when I call out and I pray, my prayers have been closed, have been locked up. V'al pisha shari tefillah ninalu, shari dmos lo ninalu. But even though the gates of tefillah, of prayer, have been locked, the gates of tears have not been locked. Shinema, the pasuk says, Shima, right? Yeah. Shima tfilasi Hashem v'shavosi azino el dimosi al techerash. God, listen to my prayer. Do not turn away my tears. V'omer Rav says, Rav, kol olich ba'atzas ishto nofa b'gehenim. Somebody who goes by the advice of his wife will end up in hell. Shinema, the pasuk says, Rak lo hoya ka'achav v'gomer. There was nobody like King Achav who listened to the advice of his wife, Izevel. Amr Papa says, Amr Papa Labai, Amr Inche, Itzach, Gotza, Gochin, Vitilchashla. But one second. But what about this statement that the people say, which is Punkt Fakert, the exact opposite? That if your wife is very short, well, bend down to hear what she has to say. Or to speak to her, but, you know, communicate with your wife, because, you know, that is going to be very important. And even if it means you have to bend down in order to listen to her, do that. Lokash, it's no problem. Abmila de ama, abmila de base. It depends. If it's general matters, don't listen to her. If it's things related to that, to the household, listen to her. Lishnachrina, alternatively, abmila de shmaya. If it's related to your religious practice, don't listen. Abmila de ama, but anything else, listen. Amavchizda says, Avchizda kol ashayrim ninolim. Now already I think my brain might be okay, because this is like such a normal daf, right? I'm like trying to figure out a word. My brain is not mush. You can just kind of read the daf. It's kind of nice and pleasant. All those other dafs are crazy. Now we are, what's it called when you like start like going from like one thing to the next? A transition. That is what we're doing. Now we're kind of slowly transitioning into the world famous story of Toner Shelachnai. Amavchizda says, Amavchizda kol ashayrim ninolim chutz mishari enoya. That all of the gates are locked except for the gates of Ona, when a person is sort of insulted. Shinema's post says, Hine Hashem nitzav achomas onoch uviyodo onoch. I forget what this thing is. I don't remember, a plum, something. I don't really know. It seems like some kind of like whip or a weapon or a, I don't really know what this thing is. But alright, this guy, God has some kind of thing. Amr Balaza, Kol Nifra Bidei Shaliach. Everybody is punished, I guess, by way of a messenger. Chutz mi Ono, the exception being Ono. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Uviyado Onoch. That God, I guess it was in the context of Ono, and that God had this, I don't know, punishment utensil. Amar Rabba Baba says, Rabba Gimel Eina Paragu Nino Bifneim. There are three examples where the curtain in heaven is not closed before them. I don't know what that, like, God kind of keeps it open and punishes them or something. Ona Vigezel Vavodazara. Speaking not nicely to a person, insulting a person. Vigezel and theft. Vavodazara and the Getchkis. Ona Dixiv Vyado Onoch. Okay, Ona from this pasuk about this utensil for punishment or whatever. Gezel Dixiv. Gezel says, Chomos Vashod. Yishama Ba. Alponai Tomid. All right, that if there is, it's like when people like steal and stuff, it's like always in front of me. Avodazar dechsev ha'ama machisim osi alponai tomid. And then vigomer, it says in continuation, what does it say in the continuation of the pasuk? It says, zovchim bagagos umkachim ala levenim. You see, bad stuff, getchkes. And it's like alponai tomid, it's always in front of me. Amavuda says, Avuda lo'olam ye odam zor betvue. Besoch beso, a fellow should always be careful to have tvue, to have grain in his house. Shein Mariva Mitsuya Besoch Beso Shaludam Ela Al Iske Tvua, because fights emerge in a fellow's home on account of things related to a lack of grain. Shneimo Zapaz says, Hasam Gvulech Shalom Chelev Chitim Hasbiech, there will be peace in your boundaries, in your borders. And that's related to chelev chitim hasbiach, when they will be satiated with wheat. Amir Papa says, Papa, I knew the Amin, this is what the people say. Kimishlum sari mikada, that when there's no more barley in the vessel, nakish vasi tigra bebesa, that's when the fights commence. Vamar chinina bar papa la olam. Oh, is that what it was? Chinina bar papa? Oh wait, what was I looking at before? That I wasn't sure what name. Avchinen Abreda. Okay. Have Amir Avchinen by Papa. All of me, all of them Zayir b'Tvua b'Soch Beis. A person should always be careful to have wheat in grain in his house. Shalom. Nikru Yisrael Dalim. Alaliske Tvua. That the Yidden are called paupers, I guess, because of an account of things related to grain. Shneimo Zepaz says Vayim Zera Imzari Yisrael v'Gomer. It was if the Yidden planted, Uchsev Ayachnu Aleim Vegomer, that the Midianites came, Uchsev Vaidal Yisrael Meod Mipnei Midian, and they were Dalim, and it was related to this grain that they planted. V'amr b'chelbo la'ases b'chelbo la'olam ye adam zayir b'kvod ishto. A person should always be very careful to honor his wife. Shein brachim mitzuya b'soch beso shel adam ela b'shvil ishto. That blessing is found in the house of a fellow on account, specifically on account of his wife. Shneimar Zepaz says, "Avram hated Bavura." That the Eibishter was was it Paro Avimelech? Somebody was very good to Avram because of Sarah. Vayinu de Omar. Wait 1 second. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine. Behind the Omar Luhu, Rava Levin Mechoza. This is what Rava said to the people of Mechoza. Okir Lin Shaychu, make sure to honor your wives. Geichu De Tisasru, so that you will be wealthy. And now the world famous story of the Tanner Shel Achnai. Which kid has not heard of this story? And finally, at 36 years old, I am learning it inside for the first time. Well, by this point, it's like the third time. Okay. It's not awesome. We learned over there in, I think, Kalim or something. Sorry, Mom. Kalim? Yeah, Kalim. Chotcho Julio's Vinosan Chol Ben Julio Le Julio. Okay, if you have a oven, and it was broken into pieces, but then you kind of reconstructed it and put like sand between the pieces. Rabbi Eliezer Mitar. Rabbi Eliezer says it's tahor because it's still considered broken, so it's not a kli anymore. It's not a kli. The Chacham Mitam. The Chacham say no. It is tami. I guess it's not considered broken. Okay. Fine. Where's that from? V'zehu tonu shel achnai. And this is the Tanur Shel Achnai, my Achnai. Why is it called the oven of the snake, of the serpent? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sheikifo Dvarim Ke Achnai Zo. vitim'u, that they surrounded it from all angles with discussion, and ultimately they said it was impure, it was tame. Now, Tana also hayom, heishiv Rabbi Eliezer called shuvis sheba olam. So Rabbi Eliezer had said that it was tahor, the Chacham had said it was tame, and they asked him all sorts of kashas, and Rabbi Eliezer gave all sorts of answers to all sorts of questions, right? Tanab also ayom that day, Eishiv Rabbi Eliezer called shuvis sheba olam, velo kiblu imenu. He answered with all of the responses in the world, and the rabbis would not hear it. Amar loim, and Rabbi Eliezer said, im halacha kimosi, that if the halacha is like me, that it's tahor, charuv ze yochiach, this carob tree should be the proof. Neka charuv mimekomo mea ama. And sure enough, the carob tree moved 100 amas away. Some say it moved 400 amas away. If that, I mean, he says, if the halacha is like me, this carob tree should go flying. It went flying. They said to him, "Ein v'in ra'im in a charev." We don't bring proofs from flying carobs. Chazav Amar Lehem, he said, "Im halacha kimosi, if the halacha is like me, amas hamayim yochichu. The stream of water will be a proof." Chazav amas hamayim la'achareim, and sure enough, the stream of water started flowing backwards. Amar Lehem, "Mavin ra'im amas hamayim meh." You know, it's very impressive, but we don't bring proofs from backward flowing streams of water. Chazav Amar Lehem, he then said to them, "Im halacha kimosi, if the halacha is like me, kosle beis hamedrash yochichu, then the walls of the beis hamedrash should be my proof." He too kosle beis hamedrash lipol, and sure enough, the walls of the beis hamedrash started leaning, and they were about to fall. Gor boim Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, "Hey, walls, you stay out of it." Amar Lehem, and Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im tamidi chacham minatzchim zezeh ba'alacha, if the Talmidei Chachamim are debating and arguing with one another with halacha, atem mativchem. You stay out of it, walls. Lo naflu, and then the wolves did not fall down. Mipnei kvodo shel Rabbi Yeshua, out of a deference, out of honor for Rabbi Yeshua, velo zokfu, but they also didn't straighten back out. Mipnei kvodo shel Eliezer, out of the honor of Rabbi Eliezer, v'adayin, matin v'omdin, and to this very day, they are still leaning just as they were. Chazav Amar Lehem, Rabbi Eliezer then said, "You know what? How about this? Im halacha kimosi, if the halacha is like me, min hashamayim yochichu. Let God Himself be the proof." Yotzoso baskol ve'amra, ma'alacha meitzel Rabbi Eliezer, sha'alacha kimosu b'chol makom. And sure enough, a baskol emanated from heaven and said, "The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha is always like Rabbi Eliezer." Omad Rabbi Yeshua al raglov, and Rabbi Yeshua said, "Still, I don't care." V'omer lo bashomayimi, the Torah is not in the heavens. Milo bashomayimi, what does it mean it's not in the heavens? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, shekvadin the Torah me'ar Sinai. The Torah was given from the heavens to the people, to the earth, on our Sinai. It's no longer in the Shemaim. It's no longer the domains of the heavens, the domains of the people. In Onu Mashgichim Bebaskol, Shekvar Kosavta Ba'ar Sinai, Batorach Rabim Lahatos. We don't listen to Baskols. I know that the Baskol is coming from God. I know that God Himself is saying that Rabbi Eliezer is right, technically speaking, strictly speaking. But the Eibishter gave us a Torah, and the way, and we have to look at the Torah and use that to guide us and make decisions. And what it says in the Torah is Acher Rabim Lahatos, that the Torah tells us that regardless, we go based on the majority. That if the majority opinion is one thing, we go based on the majority. Because we have to have rules, as we're going to see later with Rabbi Gamliel. That we have to have rules. And the Torah itself says, "Look, I'm giving you the Torah, and once you receive the Torah, it's in your hands, and you know, it's now in your hands to interpret it, to paskin halacha." And therefore, even though a voice emanated from heaven and said that Rabbi Eliezer is technically right, but in practice, if the majority opinion is not like him, the Torah says, go based on the majority opinion, don't go based on what's technically right. That's what the Eibishter wants. Ashkechei Reb Nosson L'Eliyahu, Rabbi Nosson found Elijah the prophet, Amalei, and he says to him, Elijah, my Ovid Kuchibuchu by Ishaita, what was the Eibishter doing at that time? Amalei, and Elijah the prophet says, Kol Chayich, he was smiling. V'omen, Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. My children have been victorious over me. My children have been victorious over me. Meaning, even though the Eibishter himself said, look, technically speaking, Rabbi Eliezer is right. But he concurred. He says, that's not what's important. What's important is that we have rules, we have principles, and one of them being Achirab Lahatos, and that is what's right. That becomes what's right. Amru, they said also Ayom Eviu, Kol Tyrus Shatir Rabbi Eliezer, that day they took all of the things that Rabbi Eliezer had passed, that they were Tahor, Besarfum Ba'esh, and they burnt them in fire. Vinimnu Olav Verchu, and they excommunicated him. V'amru, they said, Mielech V'odio, who's going to go and tell Rabbi Eliezer that he's been excommunicated? Omar Loim, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ani Eilech, I will go and break the news to Rabbi Eliezer. Shema Yelech, Adum She'enu Hagun, lest somebody who is not fit shall go, V'yodio, and inform him, V'nim Samach Rives Kol Olam Kulo, and the whole world will be destroyed. Also Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Lova Shchorim, V'nisativ Shchorim, he adorned himself in all black, V'yoshav Lefonov Brichuk Arba Amis, and he sat before Rabbi Eliezer at a distance of 4 Amis. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, Mayom Yomayim, why is this day different from all the other days? Amar Lo, and Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi, Ki Meduma Li, Shechaverim Bedilim Imcha, it appears to me that your friends are separating themselves from you, i.e., you excommunicated Afukari Begodov. Rabbi Eliezer then tore his garments, tore his clothing, v'cholatz menolav, and took off his shoes, v'nishmat, v'yoshav al gabikarka, and he sat on the floor, zolgu ein of demos, and he began to cry, laka ha'olam, and at that time, the world was smitten, shlish bezesim, a third of the olives were destroyed, v'shlish bechitim, a third of the wheat was destroyed, v'shlish besorim, and a third of the barley, v'yoshav ma'av botzik shibiyad isha tofach, and some say that even the dough that was in the hands of a fella at the time went bad. Tana, ach gadol haya ba'osu ayom shebechol makom shenosim bo einav, Rabbi Eliezer nisraf, and anything that Rabbi Eliezer looked at that day was just singed, scorched, burnt up. Ve'af, Rabbi Gamliel ayo baba svino, and Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat, he was traveling on a boat. Omar olav nachshol litavo, and the sea was going to sink the boat. Almighty Rabbi Gamliel says, "Wow, Kimdum Ali She'ein Ze Ela B'Shvil Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus. This must surely be because of what's happening with Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus." Almighty Al Raglob, and Rabbi Gamliel got up and he says, "You know what?" He says, "But I understand that what happened with Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hurkanus is extremely serious. But you know what's also extremely serious? The Amri Boyne Shalaylam." He says, "Master of the world, Golivu Adua Lefanecha." It is revealed and known before you, Shalom Lechvodi Asisi. I did not do this, excommunicate Rabbi Eliezer, for my honor. V'lo Lechvod Beis Abba, nor for the honor of my family, of my household. Asisi Elo, V'lo Lechvod Beis Abba Asisi Elo, Lechvodcha. I did it for your honor, Eibishter. Shelo Yarbu Machlokes Bi Yisrael, so that there should not be Machlokes, argument, in Israel. We can't have a scenario where the Chachomim are saying that this is the halacha, and one person is saying that it's not the halacha, and bringing all sorts of proofs, even from God himself. But that would basically tear up the fabric of society if we have a society that we can't rely upon our bezdins because maybe they're wrong. That would be a very, very slippery slope. And therefore, even though it's the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, and the halacha is always the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, and he was right. Look at all those miracles that happened that proved that he was right. But he was wrong because we go after the majority and that is non-negotiable. Wow. Nachayom Mizaipu, at that point the sea chilled out. Now, listen to this. The next chapter of this story. Imasholim, Divisu Rabbi Eliezer, Achte Rabbi Gamliel Avoy. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer were brother-in-law. Rabbi Gamliel's sister, Ima Shalom, was married to Rabbi Eliezer. Me'ahu ma'isa ve'elach, and from that day on, She would not allow Rabbi Eliezer to say Tachanun. She would not allow Rabbi Eliezer to say Tachanun. She would not allow Rabbi Eliezer to say Tachanun. I think when I remember hearing this from when I was like young, I think it meant like she would like interrupt him before saying Tachanun. At least that's one opinion. Anyways, because she knew the power of Tachanun, that if Rabbi Eliezer would say Tachanun, Rabbi Gamliel, who excommunicated him, would die. That's how powerful, right? And as we said, right? This is why it was a transition before when we said, right? Kol Hasharim Nidolim Chutz Mishari Ono. Meaning, you know, somebody who feels that he's been wronged and insulted by other people, those gates are open. And she knew that if he would say Tachanun, her brother's life was in jeopardy. So Ahu Yoma, then a certain day, Reish Yarchav, it was Rosh Chodesh, V'ichlof Lo, Bein Mali L'Chosser. But she got confused. She thought it was Rosh Chodesh and that there was no Tachanun. So she didn't interrupt Rabbi Eliezer. But she made a mistake and it actually was not Rosh Chodesh and there was Tachanun. Ikedam, to those who say, also Anyo, V'koya Above, that a poor fellow came to the door, Afikolei, Rifta, and she brought out bread for this poor fellow, and she missed, when Rabbi Eliezer was saying Tachanun, Ashkichose, do not fall Anpe, and sure enough, she found that Rabbi Eliezer was saying Tachanun, Omrele, and she says, Kum, Kotlis La'achi, wait, stop, you're going to kill my brother. And sure enough, Adohochi, Nofak, Shipura, Mibes, Rabbi Gamliel, Dishochiv. And sure enough, an announcement came from the household of Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel had died. Omar lo, Rabbi Eliezer says to his wife, Mino Yodat, how did you know that if I said Tachanun, your brother was going to die? Omar le, she said to him, Kach mikublanu mibes avi abo, kol hashayim ninolim chutz mishari ono. I knew because all of the gates are locked except for the gate of ono, of somebody who has been wronged. And therefore, I knew that if you would say Tachanun, my brother's life was in jeopardy. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Hama'ane Sager, a person who's Ma'ane, a proselyte over B'shlosh Alavin, he violates three negative commandments. V'alochat, so somebody who pressures him like to pay back money, over B'shnaim, violates two Lavin. Mai Shno Ma'ane, D'chzive Shlosh Alavin, right? Why are we saying that right? We said somebody who's Ma'ane, a proselyte, he violates three lavin. Viger, because it's three psukim. Viger lo sone. Viger v'chiyogur itcho ger ba'atzchem lo sonu also. V'lo sonu ishes amito. Viger b'chal amito. Right, and it says lo sonu ishes amito, and a proselyte is one of your fellows. Lo chatzonam shlosha, but by pressuring him, there's also three psukim. Ksive v'lo silchatzenu. Viger lo silchatz. V'lo siya lo kinosha. Viger b'chal hu. And a proselyte would be included. So Elo, echad zev shlosha. You know what? In both scenarios, whether you are ona'a him or whether you pressure him, I think like to pay back money. You can be violate three laws. Tani Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer says Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Pnei Ma'izira Torah B'Lamed Vav Mekomis. How come the Torah warns in 36 places of Amrei La? B'memvav makom, some say 46 places beger regarding a proselyte b'nei shesuro ra, because I don't know. I guess he has negative tendencies from before he proselyted. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Beger lo sone velo silchatzenu ki ger ma'yisin beretz mitzrayim. Do not be mean to a proselyte, because after all you were gerim in eretz mitzrayim. Rabbi Nosson Omer mum shebecha al tomer lechavercha. A blemish that your own blemish you should not highlight to your friend. Don't be hypocritical. This is what the people say. Somebody's family was hanged, well then you shouldn't say to somebody else, hey, why don't you like hang this fish or something like that. Meaning, if hanging is a thing in your family, then just avoid the whole sugya of hanging. Okay, Chaver, that was the afternoon test of Masechet Bava Metzia. My, oh my, that was a gevaldig daf. My brain is not mush. My brain is not mush. Even though there's a second daf from recording today, it is not mush. So I think that's a good sign. I think it is the Gemara that makes my brain mushy, not my brain being inherently mushy. I think that that's a good thing. Promising. But wow. Talked about all about Onaz Devarim today and the world famous Gemara of Tanu Shel Achnai. Oh my, oh my. That was exciting stuff. We also saw a bunch of other very, very famous Gemaras, like, you know, better to throw yourself into a fire furnace than to embarrass somebody, and right, that all the gates are locked except for the gates of tears and the gates of Onaz. What a daf, what a daf. Peace out.